This is an empire. Stories of exceptional Arabs around the world and their journey to the top.
They say that TV shows have had more of an effect on American fear of Arabs than anything else. And so that's something that I am very wary of, things that are terrorist plots, because I have no interest in continuing to build on the fear people have of Arabs.
It was everywhere. I started having calls from agents and I didn't know how to do it. I'm a housewife minding my own business, doing a PhD. Why are you calling me? I don't know what to do.
I was in the hospital and we were getting ready to a day of surgery, and then the head doctor canceled the list because we on television we saw the attack on Tahrir Square. That is what actually started all of this journey for me.
When we left Lebanon, we were very poor. My dinner menu, I think, during that era was I would buy the baguette for like 1 franc at that time. And I would buy some cheese for another franc. And I would make myself a baguette with cheese sandwich.
I think the number was like 2.7% of all women have ever been able to raise money from venture capitalists. And I've done it twice.
It's very, very foreign to Arab culture to talk about personal things publicly. And I'm still trying to figure that out. I think it causes my family members harm, like real pain, when I talk publicly about things they don't want me to.
Bassem, did you ever deal with depression?
I think I'm absolutely certain that I have some sort of depression. I'm not clinically diagnosed. I didn't go to therapy. I think I should.
It took me a long time to get out of that darkness. It wasn't something that was easy for me. I just woke up one morning and I remember very clearly I looked in the mirror and I said, do you want to live or do you want to die?
We sold the company to eBay for a fraction of the initial offer for $140 million. You know, that was in 2001, and just 12 years before that, I was under the bombs of Beirut.
What would be the first two lines of your obituary? What would you like them to be?
I think I'd actually kind of want like one of the really bad headlines. You know what I mean? Like something about me being a devil worshipper out to corrupt the youth and spread sin and homosexuality and incite revolutionary actions against government. And all these things have been said, right? As though they were necessarily insults. And I think I'd actually really like that to be on my tombstone.
You're listening to Al Empire, a Kernan Cultures production in partnership with Wonder Media Network. Subscribe on your favorite podcast app so you never miss an episode. Season 1 of Al Empire goes out live September 12th.